Okay.
We left off last time on the bottom of Gimel Medes, on top of Daled Amud Aleph, where we saw Rav Yehuda was trying to explain the Lo Harei in the Mishnah according to Shmuel, and he set up a construct, and then shot it, or at least part of it, down with a Kal Vachomer. Rashi does not explain the construct. I offered, and I certainly offered it as a hypothesis. I'm not saying that's Dafka Rashi. I don't know what Rashi meant. I offered that maybe according to Rashi, this is one run-on rhetorical question in order to be able to get to the Kal Vachomer, and then to put things in order post the Kal Vachomer. But Tosfos and the Ravid both do explain the first step of the Gemara. The Tosfos explains it that the working assumption of the Gemara was that the mechayev of Mamon Hamazik is pshia, a lack of shmira, and then we would have a hava mina that the more intense the act, the more of a ptur there is. Namely, that the fact that the animal is dochuk leechol is a reason to pater. We couldn't learn it out necessarily from the world of Karen. And the fact that the animal is yitzra tokva is a reason to pater the owner, that this is something that could not be anticipated, even if achila could be anticipated. And then, according to Tosfos, both of these questions are destroyed by the kavlav kavachomerhu, that the more intense the mazik, the more reason there is to be machayev, not the more reason there is to pater. Within the Ravid, we saw that the Ravid distinguished between the two options. The first one, lo re'i hakeren, shein hanah lehezeka, kiri hashen sheyesh hanah lehezeka, that had we only had keren written down, we would have not have known shein, because keren is a maisa nezek. An owner is chayev on the maisa nezek of his mama. Masha'en kein shein, we would view it as achila, perhaps to be pater. The second side of the equation, that had we known the din of shein, we perhaps would not have known the din of keren, that is the equivalent of Tosfos. Namely, that the owner would be well aware that he can watch the animal on the level of eating, but he would not be able, lo havi lasuki adaita, that yitzra tokfa. And then on that, we have, again, the kasha from the Rav Kal Vachomer. So the bottom line of the Gemara is that when we get to the Rav Kal Vachomer, ma shein shein kavanas lehazik chayev, keren shekavanas lehazik lo kol shekein, the Gemara at this point is assuming that the mechayev is on mamono shehizik, and the mamono shehizik, the more nezek there is, the more kavana there is, the more that it's an act of nezek, it's more of a reason to be machayev. That's the bottom line of the Gemara according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, and according to the Ravid. If you looked in the Kuntur Seishiyumer of Rav Kustman, so this is also the way he understood. He just did not have the Kedusha HaRavid. And over here, this Kedusha HaRavid is not quoted in the Shita Makubetzis. So he quotes a Shita in the Shita the Ma'ri, in the Shita, which is similar to the Ravid, but again, that these are the options, and I didn't see that he helped us any in terms of being able to understand what Rashi is referring to. And that's where we pretty much left off, and we pointed out that on this assumption that the more kavana that your mamon hamazik has, the more kavana that your mazik has to do, the more kavana that your mamon has to do nezek is more of a reason to mechayev you. On that, the Gemara asks, "Itzrich salka daita chamina mida dehavia eved va'ama lav afagav de kavanasan lahazik." Clearly, the kavana lahazik of eved and ama is even on a higher level than that of shor. Va'afilu hachi petire, be it the source, the Mishnah later on in Daf Pei Zayin, according to Rashi. Be it the source, the Mishnah in Yadayim, in the Perek Dalet, was a Mishnah Zion, I think, the halacha is that it's pater. And so, in other words, we appear to be going back. We appear to be going back to the Hava Amina, that the more Kavana Lahazik, the more reason it is to be patur, not the more reason it is to be chayav. That one is chayav on shmira, and that which one can't control, that onus rachmana patre. And so just like the Eved and the Amma can't be controlled, maybe also had the Torah simply written Shane and not written Karen, we would not have known that Karen is Chayef. We would have thought maybe Karen is uncontrollable. You know, that's what the Gemara is pointing out, namely that even according to Shmuel, we need the two psukim. We need the pasuk of Shane and the pasuk of Karen. We couldn't learn out of Kal Vachomer that Karen has little kavana to lahazik. Karen has a lot of Shane has little kavana lahazik. Karen has a lot of kavana lahazik. We can't learn that Kal Vachomer because of Evan and Amma. We see that the more kavana lahazik, the more reason it is to be pater, not the reason to be chayef. Like lasukei adaita. And this the Gemara then rejects. You can't prove anything from Eved and Amma. Eved and Amma is an exception. Atu Eved v'Amma l'vtayma rabba isbahu. Shema yaknitenu rabba v'yelech v'yadlu gedishu v'chavero nimsa zemachayev et rabba me'amana b'choyom. According to Rashi, what the Gemara has done now is give an explanation for the Mishnah Daf Pei Zayin. Why is Eved p'giyasan ra'a? That Hem Shechavol Cherim Peturim, because they could use it in a manner of Orma against their owner. According to Tosfos, Lechora, this is written black and white in the Mishnah in Yadayim. What is Rav Ashi adding? So Tosfos offers the option that perhaps had we only had the Mishnah in Yadayim, we would have thought that's only in a situation where the Eved pleads guilty. But in a case where the Eved were to claim that he was a shogeg, maybe then he would bechol zot. Maybe then he would be chayav. And so what Rav Ashi teaches us is that could be part of his ruse. That could be part of his arma. That he'll claim that he was shogeg in order to be mechayev the rav. And so therefore we have a chiddush. Both within the Mishnah Baba Kama, we have a Chiddush within the Mishnah in Yadayim, and we can't use Eved and Amma as a yardstick for anything. Eved and Amma is a total exception, and so we're back to the drawing board, and the Gemara then continues El Aparech with a different understanding of the relationship between Shane and Karen that we'll see in a few minutes. But let's stop over here on this world of Shema Yaknitenu Rabo V'yelach V'yadlik Gedisho Shel Chavero. That we left off last time by pointing out that L'chora we have a Machlokes Rishonim, one of which one side is written explicitly, the other is more implicit. What is the source of this din of Shema Yaknitenu Rabo? Is it a Doraisa or is it a Drabanan? What does the Meiri say explicitly? It says it's Drabanan. Takonas Chachamim Hu Gzeira Shema Yaknitenu Rabo, etc. We're dealing with a din drabana. Masha Einkein, the Rambam, who brings this halacha down, and we'll see later on why, in Hilchos Geneva, as opposed to Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, the Rambam does not use the phrase takana drabanan. He says it appears to be that he's just the opposite. Afal pi shehein mamono, and there should be a chiyuv on the owner to cover the expenses, v'pnei yesh b'hem das ve'eno yochol v'shomran, da-da-dam, for that reason, the owner is patur. In other words, that the Rambam is giving over here a svara. Svara is what we call a daraisa. Ibo yisei makra, ibo yisei masvara. The Rambam over here is assuming that we have not a takana midrabanan, but a din daraisa. Did any of you come up with a nafkamina between the daraisa and the drabanan? My nafkamina, if we're dealing with a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabanan, bottom line is that the owner is going to be responsible. It's very hard over here to set up a case of suffix. We're not sure because we're saying that this is across the board. No matter what the Eved claims, whether he claims he was mazid, whether he claims he was shogeg, we're always going to be afraid that deep in his mind we have over here a Shema Yaknitenu Rabo and he's doing this on purpose. So the Kuntres HaShiurim quotes a Noda B'Yehuda. The Noda B'Yehuda in his Shelos and Tshuvos in Mahadura Tinyana it's in Choshen Mishpat Siman Zayin. The Mahadura Tinyana offers the following scenario. We have a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Yutes, which speaks to us about the Eved of Yanai HaMelech, who went ahead and murdered a Jew. The Eved of Yanai HaMelech went ahead and he murdered a Jew. And the case came before the Sanhedrin, and in order to bring Edim on the murder, was this murder b'shogeg, was this murder b'mezid, we have a din of that of hu ad lefnei ba'alav, that when you're dealing with the mamon of an individual, the Eved was owned by Yanai, so we need that the owner be there. So Yanai, the king, had to come to court. Again, this was a tremendous issue at that time. Yanai was very much standing on his royalty, and Shimon ben Shetach, who was his brother-in-law, was very standing on the royalty of the court, on the standing of the court. And so Yanai had to come to court, and then Shimon Shetach said, Yanai, amod ha-reglecha, you just can't sit in the court, you know, you have to stand before the court, that the court is lefnei Elohim, the court is, represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In any case, this was one of those incidents that caused a tremendous rift between Yanai HaMelech and the Sanhedrin, and the result was very disastrous in terms of the murder of many of the Talmidei Chachamim of the generation. But in any case, what was the role over there of Yanai HaMelech? So the assumption of the Gemara is that the Eved is going to be sentenced either to Skila for murder b'mezid, or he's going to be sentenced to Golos for murdering b'shogeg, for killing b'shogeg. But there is also a payment to the family of the Nirtzach, and that would have to be made by Yanai HaMelech. So the question is, in such a situation where an Eved doesn't damage the property of someone else, but the Eved were to kill another individual, would we have a halacha of Shema Yaknitenu Rabo V'yelech V'yaseh Kach V'kach? In other words, if we're dealing with a takana, what does it mean we're dealing with a takana? Namely, that who are we trying to protect? We're trying to protect the Rav. We're trying to protect the owner. So would it apply in a situation in which the Eved would be chayav either Misa or Golos?
No, because he couldn't do it every day.
Exactly. In other words, the Eved would only use this his power to be mechayev the owner if he loses nothing. He's an Eved. He's going scot-free. The one who's going to pay for his actions is the owner. But if he is going to pay for his actions with his life or spend the rest of his life in an ir miklat, this is not something that he would, in other words, it's not like a Thomas Nafshi implishtit impact. Okay, it's worthwhile for me to put myself in a death sentence so that that Yanai HaMelech will have to pay $2,000 to the family of this individual. However, if we're dealing with a din d'oraisa, and we're going to explain that there's a svara that the owner is never going to be responsible for the acts of his eved, not to protect the owner, but simply he's off the hook because of a svara, then that svara applies for any act of the eved, whether the eved is going to be winning, whether it's a win-win, whether it's a win-lose, whether it's a lose-lose. The eved, the owner, is simply not responsible for the acts of his eved. That's what the Lechora, Rav Guzman points out, would be the nafkamina between the Meiri and the Rambam. That according to the Meiri, we're dealing with the takana, so it only applies in a case where the eved has nothing to lose. But a case where the eved has to lose, seriously, then we would not have a need for a takana. But let's understand, what is this? Yes, David.
What would the Eved be losing in that case?
His life. In other words, an Eved.
The Baal?
We never mechayev the Baal his life. In other words, the Eved is the one who murdered. An Eved murders.
Even though you could argue that it was under the watch of the.
You know, it's Ein Shliach Lidvar Aveira. The Eved is not. Even if Yanai had told his Eved, go kill someone, Divri Harava, Divri Atalma, Divri Mishomen. The Eved is chayev in mitzvos. He's chayev in mitzvos lo sasa. We're dealing with the Eved Knandi. He's chayev in mitzvos. He's chayev in the mitzvah of lo tirtzach. He has a din of ir miklat. And so this would be his act. The question is, who pays the mamonos? Because the chisaron of the eved is that he has no bank account. He's an eved, mashekana eved kana rabba, he has no bank account. So when the eved causes damage, and the only thing we're dealing with is the choshe mishpat world, the world of money, then that payment goes on the owner, and the eved could use that as a means of hurting his owner. That's why we'd have a takana. But if in a situation where the eved would be responsible for the murder on a personal plane, in achinami, even if there would be a payment of the owner, there would be no takana. But if we're dealing with the din d'oraisa, that the owner never pays the mamonos of the eved for a reason that we'll see, so then, even in a case where the eved is going to have to pay for it for his life, but there's also a payment of mamon, the owner would be potter from that payment of mamon. The question is, what is the svara? What would be the svara mida oraisa that an owner would be off the hook for an act of his eved? Isn't the eved mamono? And had it been a shor, or had it been a chamor, wouldn't the owner have been responsible for the act of the shor and the chamor? Why isn't he responsible for the mamon that we call an eved? So the Rambam writes, ha'eved she'ganav poter min ha'kefel, u'ba'alav peturim, she'ein adam chayev al niskei avadav af al pi she'ein mamono. They're different than a shor or a chamor or a dog or a cat that were to damage. Mipnei she'yesh bahen da'as ve'eino yochol l'shomran. Mipnei she'yesh bahen da'as ve'eino yochol l'shomran. Here we have, that I sent you to a machlokes achronim, what's the ikar and what's the tafel? Let's start with the side of the Eben Ha'azel. What over here is the ikar according to the Eben Ha'azel? Yes?
Can I just ask a question?
Certainly.
Why can't we just say kilei d'rabbi minei?
That is an excellent question. That will come to in Tosus over here in terms of the Rivo asks a similar question. We'll hold off with that question until we get to Tosus, okay? I don't know if we'll get to it today, but we'll get to it. In Yom Tzashem, if not today, we'll get to it next on Wednesday. It's a very, very good question. So let's move back to the Rambam. The Rambam uses two phrases for what the svara that the owner is pater af al pishe mamono bnei she yesh bahem das v'eino yochol l'shomran. The Eben HaEzel puts a discussion of this Rambam, which is in Hilchos Geneva, in a Hamagis section that he deals with in Hilchos Niskei Mamon Aleph, which deals with where we began the Masechta. Not only did we begin the Masechta, every Rosh Hashiva begins the Masechta with this Chakir, right? I have a number of grandchildren, Rui Baba Kama. I said, what was the first shiur? About Mamon Hamasek and Adam Hamasek. It said, okay, fine. In other words, one's Yeshiva Ktana, one's Yeshiva Gvoa. So one Yeshiva Gvoa says, I already heard this shiur Yeshiva Ktana, but they already added a little something new. Okay, so what is our basic Chakira in terms of why an owner is chayef for Mamon Hamasek? Is it a chiyuv shmira, or is it the maisa nezek of the animal that just your potter if it's onus? And so although the language of the Rambam it certainly implies that we have over here your chayef because your mamon was mazik, but the Eben Ha'azel, Rabbi Yisus Zalman Meltzer, was of the opinion that it's a question of shmira, like we saw in the Torah Kosha Mishpat, and he brought a raya from this Rambam. This Rambam says that even though you're chayev when your mamon is mazik, but not if eno yachol l'shomra. In other words, that the whole chiyuv is one of pshia, the whole chiyuv is one of negligence. But if this goes beyond your ability to watch, then in such a situation, ones rechmona patre, there's no chiyuv on you to do that which is an impossibility. And it's impossible to watch an eved. Why is it impossible to watch an eved? Because he has cheshbonos. Shemiach nitenu rabo, da 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 da. That's the way the Eben Ha'azel says black and white. Kevan sheni yochal l'shomram, buchach mikan, dechiv nezikin, hu mishum chiv shmira. And this is one of those examples. Yes?
Just in what way is the ability or inability to shmira an eved fundamentally different than a shor? Meaning you could tie up the eved the same way you could tie up your shor.
No, you can't tie up the eved the same way you could tie up your shor. The eved is much more ruthless. He's much more calculating. He's a super.
But in other words, isn't it even within animals? There are different types of mamon. There's different levels of shmir that you would need to do. So why can't I mean, there must be, if I lock him in a dungeon, so he can't get out and light anything
so
on fire.
So, in Achinami, as you recall, Tosfos had a havamina that maybe Karen is potter, because Iev Shem L'Shomro. Tosfos had such a havamina, that Yitzra Tokfo applies as much to an animal as it applies to a person. And an animal will find a way, right? An elephant has a long memory, he'll find a way of, in some way, righting the wrong, mida k'neged mida, and doing that which he feels has to be done. But we don't pass like that, havamina. We pass in that b'chol zot, an animal is an animal, and you're responsible. In Achinami, your chiyuv may be muted the first three times, the chatzi nezek, if we say palganiska knasa, because in Achinami, there is a certain degree of surprise over the act of the animal. After the animal turns into a muad, then you're totally responsible. But the Rambam is saying that an eved is eno yachol l'shamran. That a human being, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. That an eved, in other words, that the reason over here is because of eno yachol l'shamran. That's within the Rambam. However, I pulled out one line from Reb Chaim, and this is also the day of the Chazon Ish. What's the other alternative? That what over here is the reason of the Patur? Mipnei sheyesh bahem da'as. In other words, the question is how you read the Rambam. Do you read it? Mipnei sheyesh bahem da'as eino yochol l'shomran. That, in other words, that because the Eved is calculating and cunning, therefore eino yochol l'shomran. Or that there is the Torah was never mechayev an individual on a mammon, which is who's a ben das. Namely, the Torah speaks about shor v'chamor. Even if we were not sure from Shabbos that it applies to all ba'alei chayim, yes, but not medaber. No, it's not the category of man. And that's the language of Reb Chaim. Havyan b'nei deya. Hoel v'avda amaso havyan b'nei deya. Al kein ein shmiraso alav. The Torah never put the niske, the nizakim of a ben das under the responsibility of an individual. A person is responsible for his actions. He's responsible for the actions of his animals. He's not responsible for the actions of a human being whom he owns. That's what the Chazon Ish also writes. That the Gemara, quoting Rav Ashi, Dochi, says that it's not that Kavanos Lahazik is more of a going for tour. No. Baal Bechira Shaini. E Efshar Lechayev Acherim Al Niske Baal Bechira. It could be, again, that really we'll learn the Rambam that you're Chayev on Mamono Shehizik. But what type of Mamono Shehizik? Only the Mamon Shehizik, who is not a Baal Bechira. The Mamon Shehizik that lives according to instinct. But a Mamon Shehizik who has Bechira, that the Torah was never Mechayev you. You don't have to necessarily link it with the Pshia of the owners. Not necessarily a Raya that we're dealing over here with the world of Shmira. Even if we're not dealing with the world of Shmira, even if we're dealing with the world of actions, I'm responsible for my actions, for the actions of my animals. I'm not responsible for the actions of another Baal Bechira. Yes?
At the end of the day, it will come back to Da'as.
The question is, though, that since we have this classic Chakira with a lot of Nafkaminas in this Chakira, can we prove from this Rambam that he holds that we're dealing with a Din of Shia, or can this Rambam still work within the world of Mamon HaMazik? But what Shmuel is pointing out, I think very correctly, is the Yitachin, that we're dealing over here with a certain tip of the iceberg in terms of what is hiding, if you want to, what is the underneath the surface within this Rambam. And that's where I sent you to look at the Granat and to look at the Reb Chaim. And if you want to also, the Kutra say, Shiurim, to understand what would have been the halacha, according to the Rambam, had we not had the din of Shemayak Nitenu Rabo. Again, according to the Meiri, it's a takana. So you can ask very simply, before the takana, before the takana, what was the din? Namely, what does it mean to say that I am responsible for the act of my eved? Or according to the Rambam, had we not had these svaros d'oraisa, either of lo yachol lishmerenu, or because he's a ben deya, he is exempt, had we not had these svaros, what, in other words, what would have been the relationship between the owner and his eved? What are two ways of viewing why an owner, without the din of shamiyat intenu ravo, would have been responsible for the act of his eved? How would we view the act of the eved klape the world of nezikin? Let's leave aside geneva for a minute. In terms of the world of nezikin, yes?
Well, we could either say has the same thing as a shor, he's the guy's mom and he was mazik, or we'd say that this guy's the baal, so even though the eved has a chov, he's responsible for the eved, whatever the eved is responsible.
Okay. In other words, does the eved, because he is purchased by the owner, to a certain degree sort of lose his humanity, that we're not dealing with him as a Baal Bechira, a Baal Deya. He's currently property. He's the property of the owner, like the shor, like the chamor, and therefore this Evan, when he is Mazik, we'll call that Karen, Shane, Regel, you know, simply he'll fit in one of the categories of Nezek. If it's Kavano Lahazik, it's Karen. If Yeshano Lahazeko, it's Shane. Right? If it's Matsui, it would be Regel. That we're dealing over here with Karen, Shane, and Regel. And just like the owner pays for the Karen, Shane, and Regel of his shor, he would pay for the Karen, Shane, and Regel of his Evid. That's one side. Or the other side, just one second, is that you can't take away the humanity of an individual. This Evid is an Adam. He's Chayav and Mitzvos. Right? In other words, he's not Chayav and Mitzvos Asei Shazman Grama, but he's Chayav in other Mitzvos. He's Chayav in Shabbos. Right? He's Chayav, can't eat Chametz on Pesach. He may not be Chayav in Sukkah and Tkiyah Shofar, but he's Chayav in a lot of Mitzvos. And he's Chayav also as Adam HaMazik. When he is Mazik, he is an Adam HaMazik. But because he is an Eved, he has no bank account. Why does he have no bank account? Because I bought him. In other words, I caused this Eved not to have a bank account. And so maybe the reason I'm Chayav is because the moment that I buy this individual, I take upon myself his responsibilities. I take upon myself his obligations. He's Adam HaMazik. When I free him in Achinami, he'll pay for whatever he did as an Eved. But as long as I own him, I am responsible for the debts that he chalks up. If he goes into a store and buys a Coca-Cola, I have to pay for the Coca-Cola. So if he goes into a store and breaks a bottle of Coca-Cola, I have to pay for the broken bottle of Coca-Cola. So why, in other words, am I paying for this Eved because this Eved, the moment I bought him, is an extension of my Mamon HaMazik? Or am I paying for him because the moment he's my Eved, as an Adam HaMazik, I take upon myself the responsibilities for what he does? That's the Chakira that all the Achronim talk about, directly or indirectly. The Granat, the Pitcher Se Shiurim, Reb Chaim, they all talk about it, but they come up with very, very, very different conclusions. What, I'm sorry, you wanted to ask?
And couldn't we just say that
that's on my, that in other words, over there we're talking about on myself. The question is, what about my responsibility for my Eved? That's our question over here. Namely, if I go ahead as a free individual and I break something, so we can have a chakir, am I chayev because I didn't watch myself? Or am I chayev because I'm responsible for all of my actions, not necessarily because I didn't watch myself, and then with the various nafkaminas that we saw in terms of Ruach Shana Metzuya, v'chulei, v'chulei. But here we're asking, assuming, our question is when the Eved does an act, is he like a shor doing the act, or is he like an Adam HaMazik, but the owner is Chayev. If we want to go back to the Rishonim, we can be medayik in the language, l'chora, of the Tur and the Rambam. The Tur is quoted by the Kuntase Shiurim. I printed it out for you on the page I gave you today. If you look under the granat, you have a tour. You see over there, Siman Shin Mem Tet. Eved Shegonav, Machzirin HaKeren Leva'alim Imhu Be'en, V'Kefel Ein Lo. De'ein Lo Mishelo Ma L'Shalem. V'Gam Ein Ba'alav Chayav L'Shalem B'Shvilo. What do you say? What, in other words, what does the Torah appear to be saying, black on white, in terms of the responsibility of the owner? Again, we're dealing over here, Ein HaBa'alim Chayav L'Shalem, because we have the din of, you know, who baldas, habayim in yichod l'shomro. In other words, the Torah over here is quoting the Rambam, but he adds in one word, ein ba'alav chayav l'shalem bishvilo. What does that imply? That were there to be a chiyuv, what would it be? Would it be that this is my animal doing an act, or this is a human being doing an act, but as an owner, I'm responsible?
What?
The latter. Nachon, bishvilo. In other words, I don't pay for the shore because the shore has responsibilities and I'm taking over the responsibilities of the shore. That's Walt Disney. In other words, with animated characters that have responsibility. A shore is a shore. A shore has no responsibility. When I own a shore, then I'm responsible for the actions of the shore. I'm not paying bishvilo. I'm not taking over his obligations, taking over his debts. But over here, the Torah Lechora says black and white that the Eved is Adam HaMazik. Basically, he is chayev, and therefore kasher yishtachrer chayev l'shalem. But as long as I own him, I'll pay for him. That would have been the din had it not been for Shamayach Nitenu, had it not been for our fear that he would use this against us. Okay, that's A. But you can be medayik in the Rambam himself. The Rambam doesn't have the word bishvilo. But look, go back to the Rambam. Ha'evet shegonav patur min ha'kefel uba'alav peturim. She'ein adam chayev al nizkei avadav, af al pi she'ein mamonim, yesh behem das, ve'en yochol l'shomran. Da. Nishtachir ha'eved chayev l'shalem es ha'kefel. The Rambam took this din that the Mishnah on Daf Pei Zayin has in the world of Nezikin, the Mishnah Yadayim has in the world of Nezikin, and moves it over to the world of Geneva. Once we're in the world of Geneva, what does a ganav pay? When a ganav steals something, what does he pay? How much does he pay? He pays Karen and Kefil. Karen and Kefil, right? In other words, if the object is around, he gives back the object and he pays Kefil. If the object is no longer around, he gives restitution for the object, Karen, and he pays Kefil. What is there I'm talking about in this halacha? Which payment? The Karen or the Kefil? Kefil. He says black and white all over the place. Ha'eved shegonav patur min ha'kefil. Nishtachar ha'eved chayev l'shalem es ha'kefil. Habalim peturin. So, kefil. Tell me, if a shore were to steal, would the owner of the shore be chayev kefil? No. Kefil is not a chiyuv on a shore. Kefil is a chiyuv only on an adam. So the Rambam over here is speaking about this eved as what? Not as a shore. He's speaking about him as an adam. An adam who steals is chayev kefil. But this eved is patur because he has no bank account. What about the owner? The owner is patur because he shemayach nitenu rabo da. Had there not been a din of shemayach nitenu rabo, had we not had a svara, we would have said the owner is chayev. Chayev what? Kefil. Why should the owner pay kefil? Because the eved is chayev kefil. This is the bishvilo. Now we both in the tour and in the Rambam we have this din of bishvilo. We're paying for the eved as an Adam Hamazik. Look in the granat itself, in Yerubazeh, just to read it inside. The Be'emes ha ilule svara de Gemara. Had we not had the svara of Shemek and Rabo, have a mechayavinan l'rav v'nizke avdo, lav b'kol nizke mamono hu, the ainze kishor hamazik, hinei ha-rambam kosav, shahabali p'tur mi tashlum kefel al genevas avdam. Shemek and Rabo. Mashma de ilule ken ha-yim mechayavim l'adom v'tashlum ha-kefel al genevas rabo. Avdo, v'i neima dachiyuv bi'avdo hu mishum mamono hamazik, ech yalel hadashi is chayev kefil, chiyuv kefil mishum shegonav, hacha lo gonav hu ela avdo, v'av shechayev v'nizkei avdo ach kefil, lo shayach shiyis chayev, had we viewed the eved as mamon hamazik, muchach mizeh dachiyuv habaylim mikoach hachiyuv al ha'eved, the bishvilo, dahainu de be'emes hachiyuvim chalem al ha'eved, Mikevan she'ha'eved hu maman shel ha'adon, mechuyav ha'adon l'shalim et ha'zekav. Since the owner is the one who created the situation where the Eved has no bank account, so the owner is now responsible for all of the hezek of the Eved. Ach lo midin niskei ha'adon, ela kiprias niskei ha'eved. Umidin da adam ha'mazik hu achiyuv. V'asi shapir shekasav ha'ramba mishem shemi nekdun rabo. Here again, I apologize for this Kedushei HaGranat, which is so beautifully printed up, the Shalem in this beautiful print. In other words, but he added in a word that's not in the stencil. He wrote Tiknu She'en HaAdam. Tiknu, that's the Me'iri. That's not the Rambam. In other words, it's not in the stencil. It was a nice Talmud Chacham, but he edited. It's not nice to edit someone else's words. Okay. Kevan she'achiyuv hu l'shalem chovas ha'eved, harei ha'eved chayev kefil. Okay, so they're very, very nice. Why do I say Reb Chaim learns differently? Yes?
I was just going to ask, could we say that the Torah is going, because it says Bishulah is going like the Me'iri, but it's
all again, it could be, but the Torah is quoting the Rambam. If you look at the continuity of the Torah, Kevan shehu ben das v'balaminim chalum l'shomro metitenu yelch v'yadlik. All of this is the language of the Rambam, right? That double language of ben das, etc. So it could be, again, certainly it works out according to the Me'iri, right? That this is all a takana, and midah raisa, the owner is chayav. But even within the Rambam, we have to understand what would have been without the svara. And that's what the Granat is saying. Lulei svara, without the svara of Shemayach Nitenu Rabo, not a takana of Shemayach Nitenu, a svara of Shemayach Nitenu Rabo, without that svara, we would have said that the owner is responsible for taking care of the chovos of the Adon. However, Reb Chaim understands differently. It's the problem, of course, with Reb Chaim. It's not a problem with Reb Chaim, it's a problem with us. Reb Chaim wrote his whole section not on our Rambam. He wrote it on a Rambam in Hilchos Gzela that deals with a topic which is ancillary to a certain degree to us, but he brings in our Rambam as a sniff to that which he wrote earlier. So maybe let's take the Reb Chaim from the top, okay, if it's okay with you, and then to see it, or should we take it from the top? Now let's take it from the bottom and then go back to the top, okay? Let's take, we're learning this Rambam. Okay, we pointed out this Mishnah, that Eved v'Isha, or Eved v'Ama, be the Mishnah v'Bekama, be Mishnah Yadayim, is talking about what topic? What's the topic of the Mishnah? That the Eved is potter on in what realm?
Nizikin,
right? The Eved is going being Mazik. The Rambam does not quote this at all in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, where we would expect it to be. It's in Baba Kama, Perek HaChovel, right? We would expect it either to be in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon or Hilchos Chovel Mazik. Either put it under Shor HaMazik, put it under Adam HaMazik, put it somewhere where we're dealing with these topics. The Rambam puts it in the middle of Hilchos Yineva. That's strange. Why would the Rambam put it in the middle of Hilchos Geneva? So what? In other words, if you go up 2, 4, 6, 8, about 10 lines in the Reb Chaim that I photostated for you, Vitzar from the bottom. V'tzarachiyun, in the middle of the line. Lama shina haramba mishna zo vehevia bedin gneva. So what the Rambam is going to posit, and this is not all that far off, is that every gneva is basically a mazik in sheep's clothing. In other words, that every gneva has within it an aspect of mazik. I am hurting someone else. Sometimes I hurt someone punching him in the nose. We call that chovel. Sometimes I hurt him by breaking his window. We call that mazik. Sometimes I hurt him by stealing his object. We call that geneva, but basically it's under the rubric of mazik. Can anyone bring me a riot to such an approach? 100%. This is the Me'iri. This is Baba Kama. That Baba Kama is the world of nezikin, including Meruba, which deals with Gneva, including Hagoza, which deals with Gzela, but basically it's a Braisa. Nachon, look on Daf Dalet Amid Beis. We have a Braisa of Rabbi Chiya, about 10 lines from the bottom. Tani Rabbi Chiya, Esrim V'Arba Avos Nezikin, Tashlumei Kefel, Tashlumei Dalet V'Hei, Ganav, Gazlan, Eidim Zomimim, Ones Mefate, Motzi Shemra, Metame Medamea, etc., and our Avos Nezikin. Namely, that these are all Avos Nezikin. This all comes under the realm of Mazik. And we learned this also, even without the Me'iri. The Me'iri is 100%. Right? But also in Tosfos, on the Beizim at Aleph, when Tosfos was bothered with the order of the Mishnah, Hashor, Habor, Hamave, Vahahever, that self called self, Mave, is Adam. Adam is mentioned in Sefer Vayikra at the end of Parshas Emor. What's it doing in our Mishnah before Eish, which is in Parshas Mishpatim? What does the Rabbi Tam say? Adam Ksiv Kodim Beganav. That Adam, that Ganav is in Mishparshas Mishpatim is an example of Adam Amazik. Okay, so the Reb Chaim is very nice, right? That every Ganav is also Amazik. And therefore, to push this point, the Rambam brought down this din of Mazik in the world of Geneva. To read it inside of the Reb Chaim, the Rambam Sfirulid B'Gneva B'Gzeila Chiyuvan Chaluk. On one hand, we have a unique din of Gneva and Gzeila, like Hashava V'Heishiv Es Hagzeila. Hu Chiyuv D'Rami Abaylim Levav Lo Shayach B'Zeklal Din Shmiras Hanalecha Mikoma Kom Chiyuv Tashlumin Shebehem Kevan Shehu Gam Midin Mazik Shapir Yesh L'Chayevan Gam Midin Shmiras Hanalecha. Namely, the Rambam wrote this over here to teach us that when the Eved and Amma steal, forget about their unique status of a Ganav or a Gazlan, maybe that is taken over by the owner of the Eved. But they're doing Nezek. And when your Mammon does Nezek, you should be Chayev. Why are you Pater? Right, we move into our Rambam. The problem, of course, Reb Chaim, is what does he ignore altogether? What diuk of the Granat? What does he ignore altogether? Is this Rambam really dealing with the world of Mazik within Geneva or the world of Geneva? The Rambam is talking all the time about Kethel. Kethel clearly has nothing to do with Mazik, right? Had the Rambam said that the owner is Potter from Keren because B'nai Deyaninu, that would have been beautiful. The Kethel, he's Potter because he didn't steal. The Eved stole. The Keren, he's Potter because even though we have an act of Maisa Hezek, but, you know, the owner is Potter because B'nai Deyaninu, he's not responsible for human beings that he owns. But the Rambam speaks about Kethel. So, what appears to me, I mean, clearly, I assume, Reb Chaim, of course, didn't see the Granat who lived after him. I don't think he was necessarily Bedayik, you know, in the tour, like Rav Gusman. But he did have the Rambam in front of him. So how would he have read the Rambam? So let's go back to the Rambam. Ha'evet she'gonav pater min ha'kefel. Ubalim peturin she'en odom chayev al niskei avdav afalpi she'en mamono mipnei kach v'kach. How would Reb Chaim read this Rambam that it shouldn't be a stira to him, right? It shouldn't be a stira to him. And again, he holds that this Rambam is talking about the nezek which is within Gneva. The nezek which is within Gneva is only the Kerem, not the Kefil.
So when
you
say the
Bible
Turin is really going
in. No, you have to read the Rambam as follows. So Evid Kefil. Because an Eved is Potter from Kefil. An Eved has no bank account. Were he to have a bank account, in Achinam, in Ishtachar Eved, Chayev L'Shalim Es HaKefil. I forget about the Kefil, what about the Keren? On that, Habalim Peturim, She'ein Adam Chayev, Aniske Avodav, Aval Pishen Mamonam, Neshiesh Behem Das, da, da, da. In other words, that you'd have to put within the Rambam this distinction between Kefil and Keren. The Reb Chaim doesn't relate to it. But L'chora, in other words, one would have to make some that assumption, yes?
So it would be Turin, the second, the latter part of the Rambam would be Turin and not Karen?
Yes, not right. Karen. You would read it, Ha'evet Sheganav Pater Min HaKetho, period. But isn't there a din of Mazik also in the world of Geneva? And shouldn't there be responsibility of the owner on the Nezek of the Eved? Ha'bailim Peturim, from that Nezek, Kevan She'en Adam Chayav on Niske Avdov, the Karen, Afal Pi She'en Mamono, B'nei She'esh Bem Das, Eni Yochel L'Shomron, v'chule. But Nishtacher Ha'eved, then we return to the classic din of Kefo, yes?
The
whole point of the Rambam, because the only reason the Rambam is doing this, like Geneva, is just teaching this, like, it's a big yisur, like Geneva is really a din of Mazik. So why dafka this halacha? I mean, if you go back to the tour, again, the tour learned like we saw, is the source of the din of the Adon paying as the Adon. Ha'eved sheganav machzirin hakeren lebailin imu ben'en kefel ein lo dein lo mishalom al shalem vegam ein abalim chayv shalem bishvilo. In other words, it's much easier within the tour to fit in the keren as opposed to within the Rambam. I don't know. What is the context, yes, I'm sorry.
So if we read it the way that I think we have to make Mechayim fit, then wouldn't the last line be mashma that Shneshachar Eved, he's still putter from the Karen? And if so, like, what's the sefar for that?
No, he's not putter. In other words, kefil means double.
So the kefil is bechlal Karen in this case.
Yeah. The what's the context over here of this Rambam? The context is the world of Karka. We have a rule that karka eina nigzelus. Karka remains. Karka is b'mekoma omedes. You can't steal karka. Maybe those who built Migdal Bavel tried to steal karka from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know. You can't steal karka. Karka eina nigzelus. And therefore, you can be mazik karka if you go ahead and you dig it all up. But you can't be over an Easter of Geneva on Karka. And so if you simply squat on someone else's land, and then there is a tsunami, so you're not, had you been a Gazlan, you would have been responsible, because you have Kinyan Egzela, but you have no Kinyan Egzela in the world of Karka. And so you simply say, Harei Shachar Lefanecha. The girsa that the Ravid had in the Rambam was that metaltalim va'avadim eino kein. That if you would have stole, if you would have stole someone's watch, and then there would have been a tsunami and the watch blew away, as a ganav, you'd be chayv. Similarly, if you steal someone's eved and a tsunami comes and the eved is gone, you're chayv on the eved. Everyone asks on this Rambam, how can that be? How can that be? Avadim hukshula karkos. An eved is like karka. If you can't steal karka, you can't steal an eved. So the Rambam, we don't have this in our Rambam, these words, v'chein avadim, but the Ravid had it in his Rambam, and the Ravid said that this is 100%. This Rambam, of all four, this Rambam, this girsa I have, v'chein avadim, because there's a difference between an eved getting old, where you can say, harei shachal afanecha, and you're losing the eved, that then you are responsible. And he says, and even though there's no kinyan shinui in the world of eved, but there is a kinyan yeush, that if the owner were to give up hope of ever seeing his eved, then in a chinami it would belong to the one who stole it. Everyone is very bothered by this ravid, and Reb Chaim quotes that, what difference does it make whether this eved grew old or disappeared? Either the eved is nigzal, and then we say there's a chiyuv of tashlumin, or he's not nigzal, and you say harei shachal afanecha. It's lost, like the karka is lost. What's the difference between shinoi and yeish? Both of these are kinyanim. If there's a kinyan of shinoi in the world of Geneva, why shouldn't there be a kinyan of yeish? So Reb Chaim says this ravid is beautiful. This Ravid is giving us a tremendous yesod, that in the world of Geneva, we have two worlds working simultaneously. We have a unique world of Geneva, and then underneath that, we have a world of Mazik. These two worlds are working together, and sometimes there's a difference between them, and sometimes there isn't. That we have unique halachas that we'll call Hilchos Geneva and Gzela. We have a unique din in Geneva of Kefel. We have a din of Hashavas Geneva veGzela. We have a din of Shinui, that if you change the nature of that which you stole, the object now belongs to you, and you only pay Tashlumen, etc. These are unique Hilchos Geneva and Gzela. However, we also have Dinim Kalim. We also have general rules. One of those general rules is that we have a world of Yeush in the world of Aveda that will apply to anything which is missing from the owner, including Gneva and Gzela. Gneva and Gzela are also come under the general world of Aveda. And we have a world of Tashlumen. We have a world of compensation, that when something is lost, when something is gone, when something is broken, you have to pay for it. These are general dinim. What difference does it make in terms of the two realms? So in order to get into that realm of Hilchos Geneva and Gzela, we have something that are called Kinyane Gzela. That you have to be kona this object as a gazlan in a certain manner. However, to get into the dinim klaliyim, all you require is a maise gzela. You just have to do an act of gzela, take someone else's property and put it under your auspices, and you come into these dinim klaliyim. What's the difference between a kinyan gzela and a maise gzela? So it depends. If we're dealing with the world of metaltalin, so then the Maisik Zela is the Kinyan Zela. It's all one and the same. And both of these dinim are chal simultaneously. When we're dealing with Karka, there is no Maisik Zela. You can't steal Karka. It's here, right? Karka Olam El Medet, it's here. There's no Maisik Zela, and therefore there's no Kinyan Zela. I mean, none of these halachos apply to karka. However, when we deal with avadim, here, practically, I can pick up an eved and bring him into my house. There's a ma'isig zela. I can take him and put him in the dungeon that was mentioned earlier. I can make a ma'isig zela, but I can never make a kinyan zela because we have a gzeras hakasuv that avadim hukshula karkos. So the difference is that these rules of Hilchos Gneva and Gzela, do not apply to an Eved, but the Dinim Klaliyim do apply to an Eved. So in an Eved, there's never going to be Kefil, because that's a din of Kinyan Gzela. There's never going to be a din of Hashava, simply Haresha Chalafanecha, whatever is here is here. And there's a Kinyan, and there's never going to be a kinyan of shinui. When the Eved gets older, Haresha Chalafanecha, Haresha Chalafanecha. But we're an owner to be misyayish over an Eved, so then that's nothing to do with a unique din of Neva and Gzela. Any object of an owner that's misyayish on, then it's now hefker, and anyone can pick it up, including the gazlan. And the basic payment, if it's missing totally, so then there's a payment. That payment is a din of tashlumen. That's a din of mazik. That's in other words, that applies to an eved as well. There's no reason why it shouldn't apply to an eved. And this is what the Ravid is saying, that on the avadim, there's a kinyan of yeyush. On the avadim, if it's gone, there's a chiyuv of tashlumen. And this is what Reb Chaim then wants to prove from our Rambam. That in our Rambam, what is our Rambam telling us? That this Eved who went ahead and stole, forget about the din of the general din of Geneva and Gezela. We have a unique halacha of mazik, and mazik generally yerchayev, you know, except because of Shema Yachnitenu Acher, namely that the Rambam is coming to teach us that the din of mazik applies even in the world of Geneva and Gezela. That's the context in which the Reb Chaim deals with our Gemara. So if you go back to the, in other words, the Rambam and the Ravid, we have, the Reb Chaim points out that we have two questions on the Ravid. Why is Yeish unique? Why is Tashlum unique? And then he goes on to say that we have these two categories. You can read it for yourselves inside now. And then he points out that this principle that within any Gneva and Gzela there's also a world of Tashlumen is also seen in our Rambam in Hilchos Gneva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes. That's why the Rambam brings it here, to teach us this principle. Why here as opposed to another Halacha? That I don't know, but that's how the Reb Chaim understood it. So, coming back to our origin of to our iceberg, namely the tip of the iceberg, in terms of are we dealing with Bnei Deya? Are we dealing with Lo Havilei Lo Shomron? So we pointed out that we have a basic question within our Rambam as to had there not been a din of Shem Yachnitenu Acher, had there not been such a svara, why would the owner have been chayav? According to the Granat, and according to the Chazon Ish, and according to the Tur, and according to the Rav Gustman, the owner would have been chayav to cover the obligations of his Eved. The Eved was Adam Hamazik, and the owner is responsible. Mashenken Reb Chaim is assuming we have over here an Eved who is Beteken Ashor Hamazik, and the owner is responsible for the Nezek which is being done by his Mamon. He comes along, we have a unique halacha because he's a Ben Das, the owner is Patur. But we're dealing with the din of Nezek, the Tashlum of Nezek, which is within the world of which is within the world of Geneva, that every Ganav is also a Mazik, and we're dealing with the Mazik within the world of Ganav. Mashenken, according to the previous approach, we're talking over here about a Ganav who is stealing, and a Ganav who is stealing is an Adam HaGanav. He himself is Chayev Kefel, and the owner is only Potter from the Kefel because of Shemayach Nitenu. Otherwise, the owner would be responsible for the Gneva, the act of Gneva of the Eved. The Eved is, we're being viewing him as a Ganav, not as a Mazik. Okay, so we've seen underneath the iceberg. Yes? We have a klal prato klal that avadim shtaros have this, you know, where it's, and karka are all einam nigzalim. In other words, that this is, you can ask the same question on a shtar. In other words, that that we have such gzeras akasuv.
It's not just the mitzvahs that you can't pick on the ground.
It's not just the mitzvahs. In other words, it's in a, we have within the world of karka, karka. You know, where it's lo'olam omedes, that karka is there. And then we have that avodim hukshub the karkalos. We have a hekesh between eved and karka. Exactly what is the hekesh is a good question. There's a machlokas rishonim. What is the hekesh? Are we learning? Are we learning from isnachalta motam? Are we learning from a different pasuk from the world of hefker vezden hefker? It's a whole question. And what is the hekesh? But that's a given in the world of Bava Kama that avodim hukshub the karkalos. Even though there's a difference in terms of the mice. There is a different terms of the Maisa. But that different terms of the Maisa is basically, this is reflected in the Shita of the Ravid, as explained by Reb Chaim. Namely, without the Ravid and Reb Chaim, most people would not make this distinction. They would say simply, Avonim Hukshalo Karkaos Gamarna. The Ravid found two chinks in the armor, two areas, Yeush and Tashlumin, where he viewed it that Avodim lo hukshel karkos. Most Rishonim disagree black and white with the Ravid. The Magen Mishnah disagrees with the Ravid, Alatar. But Reb Chaim over here felt that the Ravid fits in very nicely with the Rambam. Maybe it is actually the gears of the Rambam, and therefore this whole ket is to explain the Ravid, the Ravid's understanding of the Rambam. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara, if it's okay with you. And so we're back to the world of Shmuel. Shmuel learned the Mishnah that the word shor in the Mishnah means keren, and the word mave in the Mishnah means shame. So what does the lo ri'i in the Mishnah mean? Ela parachachi. Lo ri hakeren shekavanaso lahazik, kiri hashem she'ein kavanaso lahazik. Namely, going back to that, had we only had a pasuk of keren, we would have said you're only chayev on keren, which is a maisa nezek, as opposed to shein, which is a maisa achila. Maybe be potter on a maisa achila. V'lo ri hashein sheish hanola hezeko, kri hakeren shein hanola hezeko. Or maybe we say the other direction, maybe you're chayev only when there is a toelet in the act of your animal, not when your animal is purely vandalizing. But v'regel mai shayira, regel simply left out of the Mishnah, keshehizik chava mazik lasiye regel. V'lisne behedya, elam arava, we have to reinterpret the Mishnah according to Shmuel. Really, the way that Rav Yehuda interpreted the Mishnah is wrong, and we should learn the Mishnah, tana shor l'raglo u'mava l'shino. We stick to our guns that according to Shmuel, mava means shame, but we change the meaning of shor. Shor doesn't mean keren, it means regel. And therefore, had we only had that pasuk, we would have known that which you should totally expect, because it's always going to occur on that year chayav, kiri hashen, ein hezek matzui. It's much less common. V'lori hashen sheish hanala hezeko, so that should be anticipated. Kiri haregel, shein hanala hezeko. The keren, mai shire. Why my shire leaving Karen out of the Mishnah? Keshizik chava mazik lasuye Karen. V'lisniye behedya. Why should Karen be the orphan? Why should it be left out? V'muadim b'tchilasan kamayri. V'tamenu l'sof muadim lo kamayri. There's a common denominator of arba avos nezikin. They all pay nezik shalim from the beginning, and therefore Karen is brought in through the back door because it starts off with chatzin nezik. Ushmuel my taima lo amar kirav. Again, within the Rabbi Nochanano, the sugi is basically assuming that Rav, that Shor in the Mishnah means Karen, Shane, and Regel, and Mava means Adam, is our default position. Why didn't Shmuel learn that way? Amalei Isak Adaitach Adam Hakatani Seifa, that Adam is brought down the line in the Mishnah. Hakatani Seifa Shor Hamuad VeShor Hamasik VeYeshus Handizik VeHa Adam. So there is no need to list it in the beginning. I have a listing bereisha, but becholzo, in other words, why is it unique? Why is it different? Benizke mamon kamayri, benizke gufa lo kamayri. There's a common denominator according to Shmuel that all of the cases of arbaos nezikin are mamon hamazik, and adam is different. V'rav nami hakatani adam b'seifa. Amalei Rav, Hahula Mechshev Vahadei Mu'adim Hu Da'asa. In other words, there is reason for it to be in the Reisha and reason for it to be in the Seifa. Umay Lo Hare. How does the Lo Hare fit in according to Rav? This is something that we haven't discussed. We just took for granted. We were bothered by the Lo Hare according to Shmuel. How does the Lo Hare fit in according to Rav? So the Gemara. The Gemara distinguishes Lo Hare Hashor. Had we only had Shor Mishalim Es HaKofer, when a Shor kills a person, he pays Kofer. We would not have known the din of Adam. Kiri HaAdam She'ein Mishalim Et HaKofer. V'lo Re'ei HaAdam Shechayev arba dvarim kiri hashor she'ein chayev bo arba dvarim. And the Mishnah concludes hashar shavah she'ben shedarkon lahazik, and that will continue with. But what over here is our Gemara telling us? The Gemara is telling us that had we only had a pasuk of shor and not a pasuk of adam, I would have thought that a shor is chayev and adam is patur. Could we ever have thought such a thought? That I'm responsible for my animals doing damage, and I'm not responsible if I do damage? Is that what the Gemara is saying? Look for a moment on Tosos and Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Just move for a minute about 10 lines into Tosfos, about 5 lines into the thin lines. V'yesh lomar d'yoser roi l'schayev adam ha-mazik bi'adayim mazik ayadei shiluach b'ira. Clearly, that if we're going to compare two cases, one in which someone goes ahead and breaks a window with his bare hands, and the other is when he sends his animal to go ahead and break the window, clearly there is no reason why he should be chayev on his animal more than himself. So what is this lo harei? Had I only had the pasuk of shor, I would have said, I can't burn out adam from shor. There's no kofar by adam. And had I only had Adam, and had, in other words, what's going on? Maybe we'll ask it in two stages, two questions. Firstly, first question is just a technical question. The second one is the more severe question. Technically, is this lo harei that we are now distinguishing between shor and adam on the level of kofar and arba dvarim? Is this similar or different from all the lo hareis that we've seen since Daf Gimel Amud Beis that deal with kavanaso lahazik, hanah lahezeko, hezeko matzui?
Here we're talking about protein, not whether they're chayav in general, but about these particular dinim that are particular to these cases.
Right, now as we moved over, up to now we spoke about the nature of shor, the nature of keren, the nature of shein, the nature of regel, and how they differ in their ofi, in their nature. Here we're dealing with the halachos. So the Rishon that relates to this, I sent you to a Rashba, let's just look at it together. The Chidushi HaRashba, Elakashelet, Mida Amrinan Le'el L'Rav. Mave ze adam, my lori zekeri ze arikam. Lori ha shor shemisham is a kofir, kiri ha adam, emisham is a kofir. Lori ha adam misham arba dvarim, kiri ha shor emisham arba dvarim. He nay near it, appears from the Gemara, sheba liv not for the story at adin, min ha chumros, that we're comparing them in terms of the pratim of payments. That's what he calls the chumros. There's a chumra of shor that it pays kofir. There's a chumra of Adam that he pays arba dvarim nezik tzar ripui sheves and boshes. Afal pi she'enan midot v'kochot kishar shebemasnisin. This isn't like all the other lo hareis that deal with the nature of the avamazik. V'yeshlamar de kevan de sav arav de tana de masnisin tani shor v'chol mile de shor haynu keren shein v'regel. According to Rav, we're comparing the world of Shor to the world of Adam. Lo efshar lefirushe lo ri'a kor hashor kiri hamave v'lo ri'a mave kiri hashor b'midos v'kochos. There's no way of distinguishing in terms of character. The kol mash yesh bazeh, the Shor is reflection of a human being. Hashor v'adam, both yesh behem ruach chayim. We're dealing with creatures that have life, have mobility. Yesh hanoa lehezekon. Sometimes they damage for hanoa. Darkan leilachu lahazik. Sometimes they damage just by walking. Ve'ein bichlal ze, she'eino bichlal ze. Sometimes they're kavanasa lahazik in each case. Lafikach I evra lefarish lo re'ize velo re'ize. She'shenil behem elab bihilchoseyim. Lomar de'itztirich kro lemichtav trevayu mishim hilchoseyim. We have no alternative. Namely, Rav is painted into a corner. That since he's comparing Shor to Adam, there's no way of comparing them in terms of their nature. The only point of comparison is going to be in terms of their halachos. That this has more, you can't run out one from the other, is a pircha. There's a pircha, that we have a chumra in Shur that we don't have in Adam. We have a Chumra in Adam we don't have in Shur. Is that necessarily true? In other words, that you can't learn... In other words, what the Rashba is saying is that on the level of Shmuel, comparing Karen to Shane, comparing Shane to Regel, comparing Regel and Shane to Karen, we can speak about character. But when we're comparing Shur to Adam, and we have these distinctions of... We can't distinguish in terms of character. We can only distinguish in terms of Hilchoseihem. And Hilchoseihem, l'chora, are relatively arbitrary. In other words, simply, it's a pircha. Do we have to say that, or can we take it a little more to another plane?
I don't think we have to say that. We have to switch the order...
The order is a two-way street. Lo harizek, harizek, lo harizek, harizek.
I'm not sure you could. I would say you could mention to das yesh v'das ebudas. No, you could have said lo ri adam sheyesh v'das kriyosh.
In other words, that perhaps what Eli is suggesting, maybe the Hilchoseihem reflect something about the character. Maybe the reason that adam is chayev, nezik, tzar, ripui, sheves, and boshes is because when we're dealing with gufo mazik, it's a different plane of responsibility than mamon hamazik. If you want to, it's a different level of kavanasa lahazik. It's a different plane of responsibility. Maybe we're talking about the fact that the shor pays, that when a shor kills, that there's a payment of kofar. Maybe that tells us something about the nature of the payment. Remember, we discussed this, that maybe kofar shes stems from, we move from the animal to the bialim. You know, is that when we're dealing on the level of shein and regel, we're dealing on the level that this animal is a mazik. We move over to kofar, we're saying this owner is negligent. That perhaps we could understand that we're dealing with different mechayevim, namely that we could say that the fact that you pay kofar, that is a sign that on the world of shor, there's a level of ishmira, right? That this, and therefore the owner has to pay kofar. Ma'ashenkem, when we're dealing on the level of Adam, maybe that's a din of hizik, of, you know, that he's responsible for his actions. And then vice versa. When we're dealing with Adam, maybe his responsibility is because he has a unique das, he's a ben das, and he has a responsibility, a broader responsibility than we would find by the animal, which is much more limited. Namely, the Rashba seems to leave it very technically. But I think we could take it also that this is also an issue of ofi, of what the Rashba calls kochos umidos, that sometimes kochos and midos can also be understood from the Hilchoseihem. That's it. I think that's the way, in other words, Rav Kook has a whole maimar on Oros HaTorah, when he says that one is learning and one comes up with technical issues, one should always realize technical issues are Ritzon Hashem. And Ritzon Hashem means that there should be a reflection within these technical issues of something deeper, we shouldn't simply stop on the level of the technical details. But in terms of the question that we asked more, going to the jugular. Is it possible, really, that had we only had Shor in the Torah, we never would have known Adam? That question is dealt with by the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. So, Baruch Hashem, this one is quoted by the Shitim Kubetzes, where he says that, I'll just say it outside and you can read it inside, certainly, Chazal and the Mishnah knew that there is a din of Shor HaMazik and there is a din of Adam HaMazik. That there was never a question about that. That, you know, as the Gemara knew that there is a din that when a shor kills an individual, that shor is going to be killed and that there's going to be kofar. And certainly the Gemara knew that when an individual is chovel in someone else, kills someone else, then there's certainly going to be payment of arva dvarim, a din of misa, a din of golas. The basic dinim, the Mishnah knew. The Mishnah is dealing with one prat. What if the victim is a shor? What if we have shor da'azik shor? What if we have adam da'azik shor? What is the halacha in that situation? So if we only had in the Torah that shor da'azik shor is chayev, we couldn't have learned out from that that Adam da'azik shor is chayev, because we have a pircha. Maybe only shor da'azik shor is chayev because in the world of shor we have kofer. If we only had in the Torah the world that Adam, shehizik Adam is chayev, and not the, in other words, and that Adam da'azik shor is chayev, we never would have known that shor da'azik shor is chayev because we have a pircha. We could have said, maybe Adam, there's arba dvarim under other circumstances. Namely that our Gemara over here isn't coming to tell us what we would have said overall. Overall, we know there's a din of Adam HaMazik, there's a din of Hilchos Chovel HaMazik, we know there's a din of Shor HaMazik, of Hilchos Niske Mamon, but in terms when the victim is a Shor, and all we have in the Torah is either Shor Da'azik Shor, or Adam Da'azik Shor, one or the other, we couldn't have learned that prat out from the Adam. That's what the Talmid Peretz points out. What we haven't gotten to, and I'm sorry, is the world of Kamle Midrabamine. That's where we'll start next time. Now, with this Tosfos, Kiri'i Adam, I sent you also Tosfos Ben Peretz on this Tosfos. We'll try and flesh out the world of Kamle Midrabamine and answer Yaakov Telus's question also in terms of when an Eved were to kill, would the owner have a responsibility or not in terms of Mamanos. And in terms of the next sukkia, we learned already the world of Adam HaMazik. We'll just briefly see it, but we won't get involved in it. And we'll move over to Dalet Amud Beis, where we're going to move over into the issue of Eid Zomim. I think that's the next thing on the agenda. Okay, so I'll give you my makomas, we need her before tomorrow.